Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is about the tremendous joy of Shabbos and the secret of that joy. Once the Baal Shem Tov said to his students, "Come, students, let us look at a Jewish person who truly enjoys the Shabbos." Now, there were many times that the Baal Shem Tov would say such things to his students. Come look at this type of Jew, come look at this, come look at the other thing. Once I told you the story of a Jew who really loved Hashem. Baal Shem Tov showed that to his students. But today's story is about a Jew, actually a Jew and his wife, who truly enjoyed the Shabbos. The students followed the Baal Shem Tov. It was just after dark, and it was a time that many people had just arrived home from shul on Friday night. Baal Shem Tov led his students to a very poor-looking house. It looked as if it was barely standing up. It wasn't fancy. There weren't a lot of lights coming from inside. It was very, very plain. He looked in the window. Of course, we don't look in the windows of people's homes, generally speaking. In this particular case, the Baal Shem Tov was using this opportunity to teach his students a very important lesson in serving Hashem. As they watched, they saw that this house had almost nothing in it. There was no fancy furniture. There was no fancy curtains on the windows. There were no expensive floorings or fancy painted ceilings. It was a very, very plain and simple and small house. There was a small table, very, very shaky. It was covered by a very, very thin and small tablecloth. And there was nothing on the table. But the husband of the house sat with great joy at the table, and his wife sat together with him, also looking very joyous. "It's time to make kiddush," said the husband. "Please bring some wine for kiddush." His wife went to the kitchen and came back with two small loaves of challah. "I'm so sorry," she said to her husband, "but we don't have any wine. But I did bake two small challahs. We had enough flour for these two. And we can make kiddush on the challahs." So the table was now set with two small challahs. The husband sang Shalom Aleichem to greet the Shabbos Malachim, the Shabbos angels, and then washed their hands. They came back. As the halacha is, that if a person does not have any wine, they can make kiddush on challah. The husband said the kiddush over the challah, and the husband and the wife each had some of the challah. "Let us now have the fish," said the husband. His wife went to the kitchen and brought back a very small dish of beans, plain beans. "I'm sorry," she said. "We didn't have enough money this week for fish or salad, but we do have these beans." "Ah, delicious," said the husband. "Let us enjoy these beans." Each of them took a small spoonful of beans. And they seemed to very, very much enjoy. And that's how the entire meal went. The husband would ask for fish, or for soup, or for meat, vegetables. And each time his wife would say, "I'm sorry, we don't have any of that, but we do have this." And they seemed to just so much enjoy those beans. A little bit for the fish, a little bit instead of the soup, a little bit instead of the meat. And at the end of the Suda, they thanked Hashem very much for a beautiful Shabbos Suda, which had been filled with many songs and with many words of Torah, as much as they knew, stories of tzaddikim and so forth. And then they benched. They said the after bracha, thanking Hashem for the food, and they left the table. Hashem turned to his students. And he said to them, this is what the joy of Shabbos is really about. It's nice if a person has fancy wine and delicious fish and lots of delicious chicken soup and kugels and chicken and meat and part of ice cream and cake and fruit. It's, of course, very nice. But there's really something much deeper in Shabbos than any of these foods, although it's definitely a mitzvah to enjoy these foods. But there's something even deeper, which is the pure joy of the Shabbos. And this, the Baal Shem Tov said, is what this couple had lots and lots of. And so too, when we sit down to our Shabbos table, of course it's a very good thing to enjoy all of these beautiful foods if we have them, but at the same time to realize that there's a deeper joy in the Shabbos. We should try to be experiencing the joy, the pure joy of the Shabbos itself. Thank you for joining the story of the day.